You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here. 8:02 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So
this is what's on. You're about to talk about hot athletes and star athletes. Hot girls and star athletes.
Well, you got football players, and we already, De'Ara King, Mackenzie Melton, he's cashing in. Spencer Rattler cashing in. Hell, the backup quarterback for Georgia, who's a freshman, a five-star, 16th player overall, he's cashing in already. He's not even going to be the starter this year at Georgia. No. But Brock Vandegrift is going to be cashing in.
Yeah, I think he's a Dusty and Zach guy too. Yeah, because they're going to get in the high school guys.
Derek Stingley, who's LSU's best player, cornerback, he's cashing in at walk-ons. Walk-ons has gotten big. Walk-ons is really
Local. That's what we thought might happen.
But walk-ons is growing nationally.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. They're taking off.
What's the one that's it's called Varsity in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I think is Varsity national too? Varsity's the big one in Atlanta. But here's
Sam Howell's got a deal already, North Carolina quarterback. But then there are a couple of twins, the Cavender twins.
Yeah, I didn't even know this existed.
No one did. Fresno State basketball players Haley and Hannah Cavender, blonde, very pretty girls, twins, have a huge TikTok.
That's just weird.
Following.
The good-looking blonde twins would have a bunch of people following them on social media. It's just something that we don't usually see that, and that's why that was such an upset. The upset was that these are actual college basketball players that are twins, blonde twins.
Well, that's where their fame came from.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, what now?
Because they started a vlog on YouTube documenting their journey from high school stars to the recruitment to becoming college players. And they do the day in the life stuff, what a D1 athlete eats, all the things that it's not unique to them. A lot of different athletes do it, but they have the added benefit of being blonde, attractive, and twins. All those things come together to mean you have over 3 million TikTok followers. And if you have that many followers, big companies are going to come calling.
So, yes, the rich will get richer in NILs, and then every once in a while you'll have somebody, you know, who Stingley is going to be a first-round cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a really good player. He's not a quarterback, but a lot of this money are going to go to the quarterbacks and running backs, and everyone else is just going to be, they're going to be stuck. Although this is the year to try to get money, because after the first couple of years, it's going to tighten up a little bit. But here's something interesting. One of our longtime listeners, who I believe Mark was a kicker at Kansas State, and he's been tweeting us, or he's been emailing or whatever, since back in the 6-10 days. He's got a son named Shane Porter. Mark Porter, this is the same guy I'm thinking of. His son Shane has almost 1 million followers on TikTok. You know how many he has on Twitter? How many would you guess?
All right, 1 million on TikTok?
Yeah.
400,000.
Now, what would you guess? Knowing they're completely different.
How old is he?
He's like probably 20, 19 or 20.
I would say he probably has maybe a 1,500.
Yeah, 484.
Yeah.
He has almost 1 million on TikTok. Is like it's a different world completely. It is. 484 on Twitter, almost 1 million, 970,000, I believe, on TikTok. His son is he's been sending me direct messages about, you know, a lot of things going on with his son, and they're trying to figure out a way, how does he capitalize with all those TikTok followers? And it's going to be interesting, because I don't know that you are allowed to. He said he posted a video on his personal TikTok account that all the players had sung a Justin Bieber song. He said he has almost 1 million followers, so his NIL deal is going to get interesting. A bunch of former players complained, so Shane won't be doing any more videos in K-State gear or at the facility.
Oh, I saw that video. Yeah.
He's working with Open Doors, which is Open Endorsements, so hopefully they can help.
I saw a couple of people go something along the lines of, Michael Bishop didn't lose to Nebraska for this. like a bunch of K-State kids singing Justin Bieber songs. Hey, there is a we kind of built something kind of special, and you're singing Justin Bieber songs in our uniform. Well, some players like that ain't what we about. Hey, knock that off.
Did you guys see the article in the Chronicle yesterday about Chandler Smith, the backup running back for the Cougs? He's got a huge TikTok following, and he's like ranked 75th most marketable athlete in the country, and he's a backup for U of H.
What does he do on TikTok? See, the TikTok thing is one of the craziest phenomenons because
he does.
You can pick up. You know, have you ever seen the weatherman from, I think it's North Carolina? I'm sure you've seen him. It's this weather guy who does who dances, and people just love this guy. This is his own, like, he's got his own TikTok with, I think, 2 million followers, or Instagram, 2 million followers on Instagram. He's big on TikTok videos now. I don't know that he's going to have to work for much longer. He wears a suit and does all these dances with everyone. It's just a white guy that you would, you know, it looks like Chad Doing from my buddy from Portland, who is in Sports Talk Radio. He's like a really big deal now. And the TikTok, the phenomenon of, I guarantee you he did some kind of dances. I have no idea. No, how did he get so big?
He jumps out of planes. He does. I don't know how he built it all up. He just following him.
But how do you monetize
as that? Well, that's it. That's what they got to figure out. But he's very marketable because he's got all those followers. So he's going to be an influencer.
Is he marketable? And here's why. Is he in real life marketable, or just does he have big numbers? And here's the difference. You think about these Instagram influencers, they're selling national type stuff. The idea to travel to this destination or location, this product that they use nationally. A guy like this will have when you have this many followers, it's not concentrated locally. So local advertising will be irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're putting it out there to a million followers, but less than 10% of them are local, then you don't have the same, like it minimizes your number a little bit. So I think it's going to be hard to figure out how to monetize these TikTok guys. The TikTok people are going to be harder, I think, to monetize on NIL. I don't know. This may be super boring to listeners to hear about NIL. Honestly, like, there's nothing I care about that I would think listeners would care about less than contract deals for players. It's not their money. And if you're struggling and you're hearing about everyone else making all this money and you make none, NIL deals, what do you care that a college kid is going to end up making way, way more money than you?
Yeah.
Somebody who's 19, TV ratings.
The only thing that I care about. The only thing I care about is I don't give that man his money. I don't give a rat's ass. You know what?
I care about
that there's going to take up too much time.
That's what I care about. Does it change the sport?
And their grades are going to suffer for it.
I just care about does it fundamentally change the sport that we know is going to fundamentally change that. That would be my biggest concern. But the NIL thing, you're going to hear a lot about it. And frankly, I think people are going to get tired of hearing about it because it doesn't impact them at all. They don't care.
No. Like,
a general listener, what do they care about an NIL deal?
Some people are afraid of this. I pray for the day some kid makes a public announcement, signing day or whatever, saying, I chose this school because of their NIL program, lack of state tax in the state, where I pray that some kid leans all into it.
Well,
to
look
see
out
the uproar.
Because Longhorns, Baylor, Houston, Aggies, state of Texas, state income tax.
They're going to make that decision based on,
I know. I just want
taxes.
It to be public.
Guess what? California will never get a player again.
No,
it is going to suffer.
No, California. Yeah, but
those players have to give up.
It, but USC will still get if they move on from Clay Helton. But I pray for the day some kid chooses Texas or any school in Texas over Alabama and points to, state taxes in Alabama too high. Sorry, I can't fade that. I don't want to fade that. It's business.
We're making a business decision.
And then the people in Alabama will run to their state legislature and ask, hey, can we get rid of the state tax?
For the kids.
For the
Everyone
kids.
Said the players are like, no new taxes. Like, wait a minute. Child, don't you? But you've got the infrastructure we need to build. Yeah, you know what? I know taxes, but I don't want to pay taxes. Can the rich people pay and leave me out of this? It hits us all. The very first time you get the very first paycheck, you never forget the first time you look at your paycheck. You're like, man, what is this FICA? What happened to my check? I'm making whatever it was, $3.95 an hour or whatever, $4.95 an hour, whatever it was. And I was working at Tulane Continuing League. So it wasn't going to be a big check anyway. And then when you see even just a little bit of just when you're like, when you get a pay stub and it's not, the check's not the exact amount you thought you made by the hour because you don't really know about Social Security or anything else that they pull out. I'm like, hey, somebody, what happened to the, so there's some money came out in these other things, the FICA thing and the other thing.
Who's FICA?
Can I get this back?
Who is that?
No, you can't get that back.
No, you ain't getting that back ever. It's 8:13.
It is ESPN. What it is. You're just going to have to fade it. Sorry,
97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 to come and hang with us. Spencer, we'll get you in on the other side. We got some other stuff. We got some huge, huge golf news that we need to get to, too, today. Okay? I sent you the audio. Okay? You need to... This is big, Del. This is really, really big. It's one of the biggest stories, and frankly, we buried the lead. We'll get to that, too, on the other side.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:16 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. We said Spencer. Spencer's been waiting. He wants to get in here, talk about this stuff. What's going on, Spencer?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, y'all kind of stole my thunder about the tax issue, because what I wanted to ask, I've read about it a little bit. It's not clear to me what restrictions are in place for, you know, straight-up signing bonuses. I mean, because, you know, I get someone like Derek Stingley. He's a junior. He's the best player at LSU. He's going to be a first-round pick. He's developed that, I guess, right to actually make money because of his name, image, and likeness. But what about when you have a quarterback who's in high school that no one's really ever heard of unless you're, you know, you love recruiting? And, you know, how's it going to work when LSU says, yeah, come here. We have a guy getting ready to write you a check for $100,000 for your name, image, and likeness for your freshman year. And then UT says, no, we'll pay you $100,000. But you don't have to pay income taxes. I mean, is that going to be okay? Or, I mean, because if it is,
here's the answer.
It's going to be really interesting.
I'll tell you the answer, Spencer. It's going to be the same thing as when players are going out in the draft and they're talking to different agents and they're trying to lift money off of multiple agents. I think you're going to see players take money on deals separate. This is why the schools cannot get involved. It has to be independent, because if you take a marketing deal from LSU and that deal is not with LSU, that deal's with the client. But if somehow LSU was responsible for trying to help you get the deal through their boosters, and then they're going to have to really have very strong language in the deal so that you can't take money or have signing bonuses and then decide to opt out and go to Alabama. Because that money is separate, because Bama says we're going to give you money under the table. And once again, I'm not accusing these. I'm just using high-end schools as examples. If Alabama says we won't make you pay taxes and you've already got a marketing deal in place that LSU helped you get, well, then LSU can't do anything, but they can't say anything. If they helped you get that, they can't get anyone's money back. So the way these contracts are written are going to be very, very important. They have to really be ironclad to protect the businesses, and that's up to the business. But as far as what you're talking about, yeah, you're talking about merit, and we're all used to merit. The best players have the best opportunities. That's merit, and that's certainly understandable. Our society has gotten away from a merit-based model because social media has and things like NFTs, they flipped things upside down. The meme stocks. You think about everything right now. How is GameStop in the $200 range? How is AMC in the $50 range? They're not even remotely that profitable. There is no reason they should be there. But we're in a time where it was driven to that. It takes advantage of, you know, bettors shorting those stocks. So it's not real life, but it creates real money. NFTs, it's not tangible. You don't have, you know, it's not standard art. It's not, it's hard to get your head around. All of a sudden, they're going for millions of dollars. And then the same thing, TikTok. How are these people that famous for doing nothing? Well, it started with like Paris Hilton, kind of. But then the Kardashians really created a completely different, or even reality television.
Yeah. So, to answer your question, as far, listen, just it's all driven by states right now. Could you see a state having a law, putting a law on the books that college athletes don't have to pay taxes?
No.
Georgia. Yeah. I could
absolutely
certainly.
Outrage from voters would get them knocked out of.
I don't know.
Because it's revenue.
Well, it's revenue, but it's, you know what, you don't have that revenue now.
Why would you not?
Listen, if you're Georgia, if you're Florida, if you're Louisiana, and you want the best athletes, and you know, don't mark my words, there is going to be legislation introduced that says, you know what, we want our school, Georgia, we want in Georgia for our schools to have the best
never
athletes.
Never pass. Poor people, you have to pay, but athletes, you don't have to. It would never pass.
We'll see. Well, I'm just saying. I said legislation asking, introduced. I didn't know that it'll pass, but I'm telling you.
I bet you it's
there
never
will
introduced.
Be congressmen. There will be state congressmen
be
that will
so
that
unpopular.
Will look at.
It is unfair that the state of Florida can take advantage. And look, if multiple athletes come out and go, look, I chose a school in Florida over a school here because the no taxes. Some guy's going to get the idea to think, hey, we lost the kid because there's no taxes in the state of Florida. You don't
well, look, state them. Income tax.
Well, that's what he's. Well, let's not
there,
with it. Then
don't there is no state income tax. That's what I'm saying.
Then your whole you're talk. Then that's fine. Then take state income tax.
That's what.
But don't say we're going. You can't say we're going to take this segment of the population and they don't have to pay taxes while everyone else does. If you want to eliminate now, if you're talking about.
Well, Lance, I don't know if you know this. It happens all the time.
If you're talking about,
I don't know if you know this, but to generate businesses to come to your place,
no, you get tax breaks.
You get tax breaks.
You're
right?
talking about
and they're going to give athletes.
You're talking about
tax
people
breaks.
Who create jobs.
That's right.
It's a totally different thing.
Well,
than
you're talking about people
$40,000
who make your football team win.
No, an athlete getting $40,000
that's more
not,
important
is substantially
in
different.
Some places it
and
is.
Never,
some places
ever,
it is.
Ever
we'll
going to happen
anyway. It's
you say this person doesn't have to pay taxes.
It's a hypothetical. Secondly, this has been going on forever where, LSU, well, they got involved and maybe they gave a kid something that maybe they shouldn't have been involved, and then he ends up going to Alabama. Why do you think Eric Dickerson was driving a maroon Firebird when he went to SMU? This has been going on forever.
What, paying athletes?
Paying athletes.
Yeah.
And then screwing the school that paid them.
No, that's going to happen. That's going to happen all the time. The NIL makes it trickier. That NIL, two things to keep in mind. It's not going to be tied to
maybe
a school.
Maybe it was a Camaro.
Was a Trans Am.
Trans Am.
Yeah.
It was a
it's not going to be tied to the schools directly. They can't have a direct tie on the NILs. And then I've heard apparel companies not going to be allowed. They have two big apparel deals that are in the space already with teams, and that's out. So Phil Knight can't pay people because the apparel deal – it's not you can't, even if you have the school, you can't have an apparel deal. So I've heard apparel deals are going to be out on NIL. Just too much messing with money. You can't, I was talking to Daniel Jeremiah, you know, you can't be wearing sweatbands for the big Texas Oklahoma game. You can't be for a national championship and you're all of a sudden one player's a NASCAR driver. I mean, you want to talk
well,
about
no, you,
bastardizing
here, that's
the sport.
Well, that's the thing. Uniforms are uniforms, and they're called uniform for a reason. Everybody wears the same one. I can't have my personal logos on my uniform because it's not that's exactly what a uniform is not.
You can have having personal your Instagram pictures, your own personal Instagram pictures. You can create your logo.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
You already said who is it?
No,
he's got his own logo.
Somebody asked, are there going to be NASCAR drivers now?
No.
The uniforms are uniforms, and it has nothing to do with the those belong to the schools. Adidas, all those brands, they belong to the schools. It'll be interesting, kids, though, choosing schools for it's going to be really, really interesting. Let's get Longhorn Keith in here. What's up, Longhorn Keith?
Hey, good morning, fellas. As always, great show. And, yeah, you guys kind of sum up under as well. And, Dale, you hit a great point. That's something that we were talking about as guys the other day, is that we were praying for the day that a player leans into that as well and say, look, I chose any school in Texas as a result of any school not in Texas that has state taxes. And to John's point, though, Lance, I kind of agree. I don't know if it'll be exclusively for athletes, but I do believe that there will be some legislation in states where they will present. Because let's think about it, man. How much money do you think state schools that are in states that have to pay state taxes will lose before they start realizing, like, look, we can't afford to continue to lose great players? And listen, I know this sounds crazy, but what Dale mentioned in terms of a player saying, I picked this school over this, that is multi-million dollars worth of business that schools are not willing to lose out on, especially from the advertising standpoint. So I think that's going to be something. I'm hoping that a player does that, because I do think it'll open up the door. It'll open up Pandora's box, at least, for schools to say, you know what, or at least for states to say, you know, this whole state tax deal, is it really worth it? Can we find enough way around it? And that's just my thought there. Obviously, I feel like at some point that's going to be a conversation that's going to get really heated pretty soon. And lastly, before I get off, I'll just say this. Lance, I'm preparing to make a brisket. I'd love to have for you to do a brisket segment before you get off.
Actually, Michael wanted us to do something like that. It's just all internal temperature. You just monitor internal temperature. You're good. Take off at 195, wrap. Take off again at 205, and you're good to go. It's literally that simple if you can monitor your heat. But hit me up. I'll send you some stuff. This is, I think, one thing that is being oversold here is that there's just millions and millions of dollars that are going to go into all these players. That's not the way it's going
to
be.
I think he was referring to, if you continue to lose really good players, how it affects the bottom line of
school.
Well,
what I'm saying is, I don't know that this is going to have an impact on the amount of players that people think. I know we've been talking like it is, but I don't think NIL is going to hit as many players as we're thinking.
No, we know athletes, despite what all evidence suggests, they believe.
Here's what you do. Okay. What's the difference? We'll make up the difference under the table. Well, that's why I don't think you're going to lose athletes to NIL. You're getting, I know what some of the quarterbacks who have gone to schools have gotten, and it's substantial six figures. It's astonishing six figures.
I think we're underestimating how small some of these deals will be.
Yes.
No, I'm talking about, like, even guys you've never heard of will, like, there are multiple Miami players tweeting a paid promotion for an app for food. Like, hey, go to GoPuff, whatever
it's called.
Video
games is the other big one, if you want to play against me. But that's going to be limited. That's not enough money. You may not even get taxed on that. Honestly, if you're making $10,000 to $12,000, you're not even going to get taxed on it. It's not going to be a big deal.
But I do think athletes, despite some of the evidence to the contrary, always believe they can maximize either their talent or their worth. So if you convince, like, it's part of the recruiting process. If you convince a kid that over a three-year span, this is how much money you can make in one place versus how much money you can make, let's say you're recruiting against LSU and you're a Longhorn coach. This is the money you can make here. This is how much you would lose coaching at LSU over the same amount of time. That can strike a chord with some kid. The kid may not realize you're not gonna make 100K because you're not that type of player, but all you have to do is convince him that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell him this is how much money you'll lose going to LSU. That might make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's going to be recruiting is going to be so money driven now. And as opposed to
what it is now.
That's right. That's
right. You mean the exact same thing?
Yeah. It's the same thing, only now it's out. We can 828 ESPN 97.5.
We got a bunch of calls. Let's get to
y'all
the board
want to talk about this NIL
and
stuff.
And you know what? How about you give away a? I better do it while I'm on the air so you don't forget. Because if we're going to give away a barbecue pack for Pete's Fine Meats,
what do you mean forget? Who forgets?
Well,
what?
I have to get the name to give to Michael today. Unless you want to take the name over to him.
I could do that.
Okay, you can take the name. You can give it away in 10 o'clock hour.
I can do that because I'm going to stop by there and pick up a couple of hamburgers from him.
You got to pick it up today or tomorrow, or they've got the names of the winners. You can pick it up down the road. Just reach out to them. Say, hey, I'm going to pick it up some other time. Michael said, that's great. I was over there. He's doing great. He had been really sick. He had an issue where he had gotten really sick, and then he's back better than ever. He's looking, and he's so excited about doing this stuff and hooking our listeners up. Pete's Fine Meats gave us $250 meat packs for two different listeners, the first two, and then a barbecue pack, which is what we're going to give away today, with two chickens. And you should get the spatchcock chicken. Have you ever had that where they take the spine out of the back of the chicken and then you lay it flat and grill it?
Oh,
it's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's the best way to cook it. You should ask for him like that. He'll give you two chickens, a slab of ribs, and a brisket, a trim brisket. You can ask him to trim it. They'll trim it for you. That's a pretty sweet hookup for your 4th of July.
Absolutely. And so we'll give that away a little bit later in the show. But we got all kinds of people that want to get in here about this. For what? Full board. This is the subject that people want, that people need right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What you need at your home or your business is Jeff Aronoff and Absolute Marble and Granite. Yay, Jeff Aronoff. Yes, Jeff Aronoff is what you need. You need a guy who can come and tell you exactly what you want to do. I mean, you're not an architect. You're not a remodeler. You don't know. You know you want something new. You want something different. You want something better. Your kitchen is all shunk out. Your bathrooms, your dens, your outdoor patio, your outdoor kitchen. You got to upgrade. It's got to be better. You don't know what to do, though. Well, Jeff Aronoff knows what to do. He knew what to do immediately with ours. He said, oh, they'll do this, 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 and this. And sure enough, done. Couldn't have been a better job. And it really helped us sell our home when he put an outdoor kitchen at our house. If you're somebody that is looking, and then we had countertop problems, and Jeff Aronoff came over, and Jeff Aronoff fixed our countertops. Now, you want to put in all new countertops, you want to put in all new cabinets, you want to put in all new vanities and everything else that goes in the bathroom, you got it. Jeff Aronoff is here for you. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Tell him you heard it right here. Absolute Marble and Granite.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is all systems go. We love our Astros in Houston and all across the Lone Star State. We're Texas proud.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Is this the first time? I guess this is the first time that the Astros have been in Cleveland with fans there. So they're all over the trash throws. Did you hear how Altuve was catching it?
Yeah, it was funny because if you go to the Astros website, they have a different view of the home run he hit, the grand slam, and they have like the ambient sound of the crowd, and they're giving him the business, and then you hear the crack of the bat, and there's like, oh, as that thing's traveling out of the park.
Yeah, they've been giving him all night. They were giving Robel Garcia. Calling Robel Garcia a cheater.
This man's like, what?
I just got here.
What are you talking about?
People are epic. And oh, by the way, Teoscar Hernandez, who they voted for probably because he's not a cheater and he's going to be an all-star starter.
Uh-huh.
He was on the 2017.
Yeah, it's different. Different jersey.
Yeah, so that's right. Matter. He's not. What?
It's different.
What?
No, different uniform.
Was he really, though? Name your favorite Teoscar Hernandez moment from that 2017 run.
Teoscar Hernandez played a huge role.
Yeah. No one knows he's an Astro.
No,
he didn't get one at bat for the Astros that year. He played in a game, but did not have an at bat.
But he got a ring.
Just another all-star player.
He benefited from.
Another all-star player leaving the Astros and turning into an all-star.
He was traded to the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
And he got himself a ring.
That's all Jeff Leno did is trade away all-stars. Josh Hader, Teoscar, J.D. Martinez was a while back.
So sweet.
Let him go.
So sweet.
How did they get rid of J.D.? What was the deal with J.D.? Was he a free agent? Was he traded? What was it on J.D. Martinez? Who cares? Just go to the phones.
So apparently, according to OutKick, LSU gymnast Olivia Dunn, have you seen her?
I have.
Yeah. 3.9 million TikTok followers. She's going to make more than any quarterback in the country.
Wow. Yeah. Could be, who knows, Spanx, beauty products, whatever the case may be. They're going to be a very specific group of female athletes are going to be very marketable.
So then are we going to not have to worry about Title IX anymore because that was a concern?
No, because like four women get paid? I don't think.
But you're going to get paid more. They're going to pick up for a lot. Now, it's only going to get before women.
It's going to be very, very few women. Like I said, this is all about, this is literally the dumbest argument. It's a very small people going to be making big, big, big money. And they should be taxed too.
The Oklahoma softball, those girls will make something being dominant. I mean, Paige Buchers at UConn. The UConn women will make money because they're dominant at what they do.
And I think it will be like the way it's supposed to be, which is, you know, it's relative to your, like, it's not going to be these fake numbers that we keep talking about. There are going to be some numbers that blow you away with certain people. And that gymnast is because she's got that. Is that her?
Yeah.
Calm yourself.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's like, that's her.
That's her.
That's why you have 3 million followers.
Yeah, well,
whatever.
Yes. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's just the thirstogram.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every shot is her looking from behind.
She likes to turn to the camera.
Oh, she's a gymnast.
Well, she is. She's actually really good.
Yeah.
But I mean, her Instagram, she knows the deal. She's playing the part.
Yeah. She's not dumb.
Yeah.
What did you want her? Did you want her in a giant jacket?
That's an influencer.
Yeah.
She knows the
game. Don't you like it better this way? What's wrong with you?
I have a young daughter, I don't.
It's a little harsh when she when she graduates from LSU in the year 2024.
Yeah,
so which
no
makes
thanks.
Her what, like 19 or something?
Well,
yeah, no thanks.
Well, all I'm saying, she's going to grow up someday. Let's get Longhorn Scott in here. What do you say, Longhorn Scott?
Hey guys, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Fourth. God bless America. What else? I want to be brief. The first thing is, Lance, you touched on this a little bit. Two quick comments. A, the issue of like the difference in the state income tax, I see that as a very minor issue to address. All you got to do, you don't even have to do it under the table. It just gross up the number to accommodate whatever the state income tax is. You know, if the idea is to net $100,000, gross it up to whatever you need to gross it up, and then problem solved. And that is not going to be a hurdle.
Yeah, that's a good point, Scott.
In Louisiana can't get over.
Yeah, that's good. Right? Just throw an extra 7% on it and you're good.
Well, it might be more like 30 or whatever. I don't know. But anyway,
well, state here, income tax?
You know, whatever your state income tax level is, if the state, I don't know, because obviously we don't pay one. And I'm not familiar with that, although we get our hickeys on the property tax. But anyway, the other thing is, you know, and y'all touched on this a minute ago. I called in several months ago and said, here's what's going to happen. And bear with me, you know, you said, hey, these schools are not allowed to be the conduits to these deals. Well, okay, that's fine. But let me paint a situation for you. I work in Houston. I'm involved with Texas X's. I might somehow get connected with a kid who's highly recruited here. And I say to him, hey, buddy, we're going to get you this deal. And here's what it's going to look like. You know, whatever number of jerseys sold, I guess that's not part of it, but whatever, right? And then I happen to, if I follow recruiting pretty closely, I might happen to know word gets around. I know what other people are paying. I up the ante. And, you know, the school doesn't even find out. But that's really all this is. It's the Wild West. It's what it was before, except on steroids. And you know, like Olivia Dunn, hey, go get your money, right? You know, that's a great thing for her. But it's just going to be ridiculous. And the idea that the schools won't know anything about it, they don't need to. Who cares? I mean, all I got to do is go stalk these kids. And as an alumnus, I'm free to do it now. Before, I couldn't do it. Because if I was, as a graduate of the school, if I offered a kid an inducement, that's against the NCAA rules. Now it's not. I can do it all day long. And I could get, you know, like at the stock show, you get these buying groups, right? Some guy says, hey, I got $5,000 I can spend. That's it. Another guy says, I got $7,000. Well, individually, they can't do anything. They get a buying group together, and they go buy a player. Like, it's just out of control, man. And you know, it's going to be nuts for the first 2 years. Texas, Alabama, LSU, your big, you know, A&M even. I mean, all the big-name, brand-name schools are going to crush it, and then they're going to figure out what the loopholes are, and then they're going to come down on it a little bit. It's going to be nuts. I'm not a big fan of this. I just don't see this going well.
No.
Well, the fact that it's taking up all of our conversations is not – I think that I don't want it to take up – if it kind of gets to your point, John. If the conversation surrounding a player is only about – like it's primarily about – and he's mostly worried about his brand and the revenue he's generating from his marketing deals and stuff like that, then we kind of lose a sport a little bit. I mean, in a little bit. I don't want to overplay it. Maybe that's overplaying it. But we'll still be watching the games and everything. But I don't want that to overshadow. I never want – contract talk to overshadow my basketball, my baseball, my anything like that.
But do we have evidence that at the professional level, like, sure, some guys are like that, but most guys want to go ball. Why would players in college be any
different?
Because
you still
want to go ball.
Across the board, people are making money.
Well, we just talked about it a little while ago, Chris Paul talking about guys that they're doing it. It ain't for the love of the game. It's for
sure.
I mean, in college athletics, you know, you love the game. Of course, you're trying to get to a certain place. You're trying to, you know, work your way up into the pros and,
Del, did you see
and,
the social,
and make your bag. But,
did you see The Social Dilemma? I know you
didn't. No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
I did.
Yeah.
Why did you not watch The Social Dilemma?
I wasn't interested. That's all.
What?
What? I wasn't interested.
What's wrong with you?
Because
I didn't care enough.
Was there any stuff going on,
okay,
like in Banshee?
Did you watch The Social? No, there was nothing going on in that. Did you watch Social Dilemma?
It, yeah.
It's a good show. It really is a warning shot about how we are being wired by social media. Yeah. It's from people who created stuff like, let me tell you all the dirty little secrets about Facebook. And then they created the algorithms at Facebook. Well, I think that the concern I have is that if you've seen that, you know, the problems that social media has caused societally, just in the way that it operates. My concern now is that you really need to get if you want to get paid on NIL, you need the followers. That's the big deal. So I think we're going to see more and more high school kids doing, and junior high kids starting with doing whatever they can to get their followers up. Like, that's the most important thing is TikTok followers, Instagram followers, less Twitter for that generation. It's going to be more Instagram and TikTok. And I just don't know that that's, I don't know, man. It just, for me as a dad, I just feel like if your whole thing is how many followers can you get, you're not your authentic self. You're going to be whatever you need to be to get your followers. I just don't think that's the great model. But if you want to get paid on NIL, you need to get your followers up. So if you want to be an influencer, you know, you got to get your followers up.
It's the world 2021. That's what it is. 842 ESPN.
But I didn't think it would creep into college football.
90. Well, I know you don't want to ruin your game, but, you know, those kids are getting paid.
I don't want to ruin your game. Yeah.
Your enjoyment of the game.
Yeah. Not the kids who fight and bleed
right.
and sweat for
that
it.
Are working, getting working.
Well,
their
but
asses
the thing is, they're not.
To get to
most
where
of
are.
Them are not going to get paid anything.
Yeah. No, 843 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. We have got stories that we haven't gotten to yet, and when we come back, we'll hear why Phil Mickelson is pissed.
That's the story you want to transition to.
Well, that one and other ones.
Okay,
but there's other stories. Yes, there's other stories. There's stuff that we have got to get to. Right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So the PGA Tour is in Detroit this week. 2009, wait a minute, what year was it? It was 2007. A trial that took place of a big bookie, and Phil Mickelson was part of it. He actually made a $500,000 bet. Ooh. with this bookie, and this bookie, Dandy Don DiSorano, one of the biggest gamblers in Detroit history, handled bets for big shots as a Las Vegas casino host and book from 94 to 2002. And apparently, according to the transcript, DiSorano placed a bet or bets on Mickelson's behalf. and then was unable to pay the golfer his winnings. So Phil got screwed out of like half a million bucks. And if I remember correct, Phil testified in this, in his trial. So anyway, they're going this week back to Detroit. Phil Mickelson is there, fresh off his PGA. And this writer in Detroit writes a story, writes the story about this. It's from 2007. This is going on 15 years ago now.
Okay.
That this happened. It's all well documented. The lawyer said, Phil's lawyer said, he didn't say anything in the story that wasn't true. I'm not complaining about that. He said, but why are you trying to embarrass Phil Mickelson when he's there to support your tournament and the charities it supports and the PGA Tour? There's nothing new. There is no news here. There's nothing. Although all you're trying to do is embarrass Phil Mickelson and dredge this up.
You're the one that brought up this is 2021 now. This is 2021.
Right.
What's your – who is it? Darren Hintner. No, it was somebody yesterday who's a sports information director for Stanford put out a tweet for athletes, said, you better scrub all of your digital footprint. You better scrub it like your life depends on it if you hope to be an NIL. And this is another case of 15 years ago. Yeah, why is that coming up?
There was no reason. He just wrote it. And Phil Mickelson is there. And listen, here's Phil talking about it. Phil was asked about it, and you'll hear he's pissed off, and rightfully so.
So it was a lot for me to play here because I had won the PGA, and then I prepared for the U.S. Open, put a lot of time and effort into the U.S. Open. I played last week at Hartford, and I'm going to be heading over to the British soon. So to play here was it was hard. I wouldn't normally do it. I usually take a couple weeks off after the U.S. Open, but I really liked what Rocket Mortgage has really tried to do with this community and get involved. And I wanted to, I felt like as a PGA champion, I would be able to bring some value and maybe help the tournament out. And I thought that, I feel that Rob Snell made an article this week that was very opportunistic and selfish and irresponsible. And I just, you know, I was looking at some ways that my foundation might be able to get involved. And when you have a divisive voice like that, you can't bring people together. It's very hard to bring people together. And that needs to change because the people here are great. But when that's your voice, it's hard for me or somebody to come in and bring other people and bring other entities involved to help out because you're constantly being torn down as opposed to brought together and built up.
Have you made the decision to not return to next year?
It was so much effort for me to be here and to have that type of unnecessary attack. Not like I care. I mean, it happened 20-something years ago, but it's just the lack of appreciation. Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't see me coming back, no. Not that I don't love the people here and they haven't been great, but not with that type of that type of thing happening.
Nice job, Rob Snow. Now Phil Mickelson ain't coming back to Detroit. How's that taste? Oh, you're going to come out with I hope he comes out with a Justin Verlander article next. Talking about
spider attack.
Maybe spider attack. And maybe now Justin Verlander won't go back and he'll come here for $8 million a year. He'll re-sign here for.
Keep that hope alive.
$4 million or something.
Keep your dreams alive that he's playing for that pittance.
Yeah. No. So congratulations. Did you see, also we had a little Bryson DeChambeau and his caddy have split. Are you guys worried about it?
Nope.
Well, why would I be worried?
Fine. I mean, they've been together forever, he and Tim.
Can't he just find another caddy?
Tiger did. He picked some guy off the street or something. Yeah. Works for one of the golf companies. He carried the bag. Just
get yourself another jam, boy, and we'll get over it.
They're not. Tim Tucker's not a jam boy.
Wow. Are you sure? He's the equivalent of a jam boy now.
Well,
he's going to be making money having jam spread all over. He ain't got no job.
You're right. He ain't got no job. But yeah, I don't know that he's a jam boy per se.
Well, I don't know he got fired, so we can't speak to what he'll be doing.
I mean,
next.
There's big stuff going on the PGA Tour that you guys are just ignoring,
like the rest of the world.
No, everybody's talking about this today.
Everyone's talking about Phil having some spat with some writer. So he can't go back to Detroit.
The writer wrote about, you know, took cheap shots.
No, he wrote
unnecessary cheap shots.
And you said his Phil's lawyer said everything is true in the article. He just doesn't understand why it was written.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no reason to dredge up all this old stuff. Phil can't.
I hope Phil can.
Phil stopped gambling now.
Has he?
No.
I hope Phil can survive this shot on his character, the shot across the bow, and recover to go, you know, go finish 20th in the British or whatever he'll finish.
Well, 50th.
Or whatever it'll be. I don't know.
Cut.
Yeah, not make the cut.
You see, by the way, British, the Open Championship is what it's called.
Okay.
The Open is paying over $2 million to the winner. It's going to be the highest ever.
Oh.
Just so you guys know. That's our little golf segment here. Art, I don't want to hear from you, Art, okay, about golf. Just don't need it.
Was Phil, you know, crying? Was that him crying during that?
No,
is that his version of crying? It felt like.
I'm trying to bring everybody together.
He's bringing people together.
I heard
and
him.
Here you're tearing it down.
I'm not tearing it down. Rob Snell.
It's because of you that Phil Mickelson won't be. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Phil Mickelson's like, I needed any excuse to stay out of Detroit. Thank you.
I've really made a huge mistake coming here.
I appreciate it, Rob. You're actually helping me out.
Anthony is here. What's going on, Anthony?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I just wanted to ask a question. With all these people that's going to be donating for this name, image, likeness, the question is, all that money is now going to the athlete and not going back to the school from a booster. What kind of impact do you think that would have on the actual school program with not receiving that extra income?
Yeah, that's if that were the case, but I don't think that's the case. I mean, if you look at who some of the advertisers have been, one has been a moving company for Derek King, Hunks Movers or something like that. There's a restaurant called The Wharf. I think a lot of these are guys who it's not like if you're an alumni and if you're an alumnus and you want to stay with your alumnus group so that you get your tickets and all your benefits, that's something separate. You're going to continue to do that. Like you wouldn't not do that. If you're an alumnus group, you're going to do that. If you're already advertising with the school, then you're going to have enough. That's going to be if you're a sponsor for a school, it's going to be pretty good money. And I think throwing the extra money out there will be your choice. I don't think one is going to have to do with the other. Let me just put it that way.
You're not going to stop going to games. Now, you know, there are boosters don't donate to the programs. And there are.
No, that's not the case. By the way, schools are not afraid of this guy on Twitch. Like, that's the case. That's why schools hate it. No, schools hate it because there is no regulation. And now there's talk about players being able to do whatever they want potentially with boosters outside of the realm of it really gets to, you could say control, but it gets to structure. The structure is breaking down. This is, you're way, way wrong if you think less money is going to the school from boosters. Like boosters are going to be, you know what, I'm not going to advertise with Florida anymore. No, you want to be inside the program. The guys who have all the money, they like that. That power and access inside the program.
Yeah, the guys who
that's not going away.
Guys who are donating to programs now have a lot of disposable income. And if they're going to jump on with players, it's not like that now they're going to separate themselves from the programs because they can't afford it anymore.
Yeah, not the big.
They're going to still want to be close to the programs, get their seats. They're still going to be want to have, you know, all that that they had before. If they're giving to players, that's going to be extra money.
Well, the big donors. Yeah.
People who have money, that's what they do.
I could see a small business owner who say, you know what, I have $5,000 to give to the program.
Yeah.
But instead, I really like this guy, so I'll just have him speak for my company as opposed to – that could happen. But the guys who are having access and actually making decisions for the program, that money ain't going anywhere.
That money's not going anywhere. No. If you have a guy who said, I was going to give $5,000 – but now I have $5,000 to give. If you have only that much to give,
you ain't giving it to players.
You're probably not going to give it to players.
You're probably trying to give it to your kids.
Well, I'm not saying that's all you have. Maybe you have $5,000 in disposable income that you give to the school. You have money that you give to the Texans for tickets.
I don't.
Not you,
that's
but some people do.
Yeah.
Some people do.
And John's been writing that off as a loss for years.
Well, I don't know. And it may happen. I don't know. It may happen that guys decide to give it to players instead of giving it to the program. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. But it's not it's not going to make a huge difference in programs. It Listen, if you got money to pay players, you got money for the most part, because you're not worried about day-to-day stuff, and you're probably still giving to your it may happen, we don't know, but I don't know that that's really what schools are worried about. No. as much as like you say, man, you know, at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night, this kid is on a Zoom call with a booster
wearing us out,
as opposed
like wearing the whole school out, or or the head coach,
or yeah, like that's a possibility.
If a head coach gets sideways with a quarterback who's got a big influence NIL wise, that kid could turn all the, and he may not be a good kid, or he may be in the wrong, maybe very immature. He could turn an entire program against or an entire group of boosters,
or
important boosters against the team.
Instead of studying so he keeps his grades, so he's eligible, he's talking to boosters.
Yeah, but it's all hypothetical. Like, these are all guesses from us. We don't know.
Hmm.
We don't know. We don't know how big it's going to be. We may be overstating it. I'm starting to get the feeling that maybe...
Your boy Dusty thinks it's going to be big.
Oh, no, it's going to be big, but I think for a very small amount of people, is it going to be really, really big.
Please give me players going on those speaking engagement tours during the summer.
You just want... Please. You're shocked instead of showing,
instead of Jimbo going to whatever and getting whatever, can your starting quarterback do that instead? I would love it, just to see how coaches react. Jimbo, we appreciate you coming by last year, but we're going to take your starting quarterback this year. We're going to have him talk to the guys.
They're talking about players having weekly shows on the radio.
Oh, it's happening.
And getting paid.
There's an SEC school. Those players, I forgot what it is, they're going to get $20,000 for the year.
Yeah.
Over a group of them are going to have a weekly show.
Right.
Derek King's having a podcast that he's going to get sponsors for with his roommate. Oh, yeah. Oh, there are multiple ways to step into it. And I really hope a player gets a weekly show.
I don't want to. This topic's probably gone on long enough, but this is the one thing. Like, despite the NIL, I would think that a school, like a football program, could control, hey, we don't want anyone doing a radio show. We want your time here. Do you have no control at all as a head coach to limit the amount of additional time for athletes?
I'll
give an example. In pro football, where guys are paid, they can shut down access to radio rookies can't do radio shows.
Well, when the next group of recruits come in, don't come here. They won't let you do nothing here. They won't let you make your bag, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let that get out publicly.
Yeah.
That you're trying to restrict.
They were really restricted. They wouldn't let me do a radio show every morning.
But if the radio show is going to pay me, I don't know, $8,000 for 8 weeks, hey, let me do my radio show.
I'm going to do my radio show. All right, I want to talk about you getting your Ford car or truck. Listen, the best way to go about this, I promise you, it is awesome, is to go online at ChastainFord.com and order your vehicle. Now, they've got some on the lot. They've got... Right now, they got Maverick, a truck. It starts at $20,000. You're looking for this truck. A Maverick truck starting at $20,000. You've got that at Chastain Ford. But the best way, Patrick told me this. He said the best way to go about this is to order it online. You got exactly what you want at exactly the price that you're looking for. They've got everything you could possibly need. Online, it's something that will fit your lifestyle. It will fit your budget. You can do it over the phone or in a virtual meeting or totally online. There's never been a better time to pre-order your new Ford the way that you want it. You can't find the truck or SUV that fits your lifestyle. Don't settle. Call, chat, go online at ChastainFord.com and find that perfect vehicle for you. This is happening every single day. Hey, get in line for the reserve your F-150 Lightning as well. The totally electric F-150. It's going to be totally sweet. I already did mine. Do yours at ChastainFord.com or get to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.